Ryder and Stokes on with us from the Lost Trailers. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, we're doing awesome. Thank y'all for having us on this morning. Still recovering from that arena show a couple weeks ago. That was incredible.
That was awesome, guys.
I still cannot, like, anytime I'm you know, if I have anything, any bumps in my day, I just think of Whiplash, the rodeo monkey.
I told you that's a hard act to follow there. You really got to come with it.
You were exactly right about that.
I mean, the fact that he rides a little dog, that just cracks me up. It's just hilarious.
It was crazy, but I tell you what, you know, everybody out there, you know, came out and they stuck around for the show, and yep. I mean, it was really our first arena headline, and we've been telling everybody about it and bragging about you guys as being, you know, I mean, y'all are just the best fans.
Yeah, and we got footage on it. If you go to our MySpace page or Facebook or website, thelosttrailers.com, you can see footage from that rodeo because we were pretty fired up about it.
I'm definitely going to be checking that out.
Yeah, we're pretty fired up about this for you guys. Look at this, 2 nominations for the ACM.
Woohoo!
It's kind of crazy, you know. We to be nominated, you know, once in the new category was so special, and to find out that it's fan voted, you know, that the fans can go vote for us at gactv.com, but then to get the other nod as best overall group, you know, is just really, really special for us as a group of 5 guys. I mean, as y'all know, we've been doing this since we were in high school together, you know, and it's just fundamentally, we haven't changed anything, and to get recognition on that is huge for us.
So now, are you guys going to be a part of the show? Are you presenting, performing? Are you going to be in Vegas?
You know what? We're definitely going to be there, and there are things in the works right now, so we can't officially say anything right now. But I'll tell you
what we will do.
If we win that fan voting on GACTV.com, we're going to give a shout-out from the stage to K102 because you guys have been one of our biggest supporters.
All right.
Since we started. So I'm going to promise you guys this. If we win that fan-voted thing at GACTV.com, we're going to be up there shouting K102.
Well, then taking notes going, okay, don't forget. We're going to do this.
We got to make sure we get our listeners then to go vote for you guys. Give the website again.
It's GACTV.com. They actually can vote for best new male, best new female, and best new group. And we're in the best new group category, so put on down for the Lost Trailers.
Awesome. You know, I hear that your music is also going to be part of a new film, Children of Winter.
Yeah, actually, people don't understand this about Lost Trailers. They think we're just a bunch of southern rednecks, but we love to go out and do winter sports and snowboard and stuff like that. And we are in part of this new Warren Miller movie called Children of Winter. And it's been another really cool thing of Lost Trailers music making it into film and TV. We're on the Super Bowl earlier this year.
Yeah.
And now we got this thing coming up. And then we're going out to L.A. For a month. So all the starlets out there better be ready for Manny Medina as he enters into the world. Him on Us Weekly or something.
Oh, that's great.
Ryder and Stokes from the Lost Trailers on with the K102 Wake Up Crew. Excited about this, too, because a big return to Winstock, and this time on the big stage. But the cool thing about the Lost Trailers and what you guys were all about as far as the live show goes, I know that you guys were slightly bummed that you wouldn't be doing that backstage.
Yes. I mean, is there anything we can do about that? Because we love the intimacy of those people right up against the stage. And if you see the footage on YouTube, you can, by the way, great job, Mus.
Thank you.
And the dancing.
We'll forever be linked with the Lost Trailers on YouTube because I think that's one of the more requested videos.
You know what? Here's a sad thing.
I cut out early. Notice that.
As you're watching me dance, it looks like I'm trying to put out a burning bag of poo on a front step.
Hey, man, it works.
You created a new dance.
There we go. Yes, yeah. The burning bag of poo dance.
Stop the poo.
Burning bag of poo dance.
Well, maybe
do Macarena.
Maybe we'll have to get you guys on that stage and the main stage. That would be really cool.
We want to do. I mean, those listeners up there in Minneapolis are some of our most favorite in the world, and we would love to share the ACM award with them. But just by being nominated, we want to thank you guys for helping us get into this position because it's a dream of 5 high school friends who started out in a high school chapel to now be on the ACMs is incredible.
Well, I know you guys are also big fans of Alabama. Have you talked to the guys in Alabama?
Absolutely. Stokes just got finished writing with Randy Owen.
Yeah.
And to us, you know, just to have those kinds of opportunities with our heroes and to be nominated in this category, you know, of best group, you know, that's the prize that they took home for and walked across and claimed on the stage for so many years, you know. And whether or not it's this year or I think that for us, you know, in the years to come to strive to bring that home for our fans is really important.
I think you're on your way. Have you read Randy Owen's book?
Not yet, but I can tell you, just sitting in that cabin in Fort Payne, Alabama, and writing songs with him and knowing that in the future, I mean, we will be collaborating. And the idea that you can grow up in the South and worship Alabama and then later on in your career collaborate with them is unreal. And it's something that we take to heart. We take very, you know, y'all know we're a little wild sometimes, but
no.
What we take seriously is our music that we put out. And I think that you hear that in How About You Don't, is you hear that sincerity and you hear that style that is uniquely ours.
Absolutely and, love the song, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And we're Thank really, you. Really proud of that. And that's our fastest growing single to date. And I've always said, hey, if we get a chance to do a big ballad, it's really going to react with people. And I think that's happening all over the country, but you guys led the charge.
Well, we appreciate that. Now, you guys are like a lot of, I'll say newer artists that are really big on getting on the web and online completely. I mean, you guys are doing the Facebook and you guys have your own web page and MySpace and all that kind of stuff. We were going to ask you this. This is kind of interesting because now the big thing on Facebook, I'm not on it, but apparently it's the 25 random things.
Yeah.
Have you guys done this yet?
I haven't done it yet, but my wife did.
Oh, really?
And it was pretty cool because you know, a lot of people responded to it. I think the web and the Facebook stuff and you know, we're on Twitter too and MySpace. It's just really, really an invaluable way for us to keep in touch and keep a pulse on what our fans want and you know, just keeping in touch with them in general. It's really unprecedented, and I think it's especially cool in country music because you know, there is that relationship with the fans that we value so much.
All right, Stokes, give us one random thing then that we don't know about you.
One random thing?
Yeah, something random, bizarre.
Ryder, you're next, by the way.
Okay. I once caught a 10-pound bass, but nobody ever believed me because I threw it back.
Oh, why'd you throw it back?
We got a similar story up here where a guy was at a fishing tournament.
Why? Because I'm an idiot, and because I've always had this feeling that fish should go back from whence they came, you know, but then you can't brag about it because nobody believes you.
So. You know, the funny thing is about there was an ice fishing tournament up here just recently where this guy won a pickup truck and ended up having to give it back because they found out that he brought the Northern Pike with him and he was hiding it in his jacket, keeping it alive with bottles of water.
Well, it's better than him hiding it in his pants.
well, never mind.
Go ahead, Donna.
No, I was going to say that he had, you know, other bragging rights.
Hey,
but he'd be lying about that, too.
There you go.
Now, how about you, Ryder? Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if many people know about, you know, how dear I hold my dog to my heart. I have a one-eyed pug, and she's just about the coolest thing in the world.
Aww.
So, yeah, maybe I have to do a blog about that, Stokes. What do you think?
Wait a second. Did you get her with one eye, or did she?
She got in a fight with a dog that was much bigger than her, and but she keeps on rocking on, so she's kind of like the trailers in that regard, you know?
Aww.
Hard times and keep rocking on.
What's her name, first of all?
Bella.
Bella? Pretty.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of all the words that rhyme with pug, you know, because I think you guys have worked this one into a song. A one-eyed pug. I mean, that just, you know, it just screams country.
Yeah, I named my publishing company after One Eye Pug Publishing.
Nice.
You should take Bella to the ACMs with you and bring her up on stage. Ooh, she could wear a K-102 little doggy sweater.
Do it. Mickey Rourke will be so jealous.
Put that on there, man. That'd be really cool.
All right, Lost Trailers. Guys, let's talk about How About You Don't. Where's this song coming from? Where did this come about? Let's talk about it as we're about to play it.
Well, Well, I tell you what, it's based on real experience. My mom and dad got separated for a number of years when I was a teenager, and I saw my dad literally begging my mom not to leave. And for 2 years, it was our family was pure hell going through this. They didn't give up on love. They got back together, and recently they celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary, and that was the spark behind the song, How About You Don't. And I think anybody out there who's gone in a relationship knows that, man, you're going to go through tough times, and this is just about not throwing it away.
That is about the coolest thing I've ever heard. That is very cool, you guys.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you for taking time for us this morning. Maybe we'll see you in Las Vegas for the ACMs.
Yeah. You got it. Keep that dance going, man. This is Macarena.
Screaming.